Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, rancher Weston Merrill gets his cows through the chute for their Bangs vaccine and a new brand. As someone who didn't grow up on a ranch, I'm ever struck by how many different subspecialties ranchers need to at least be proficient in. Animal science, biology, business, financial planning, resource conservation. That's all part of the ranch mystique and is no doubt appealing and aggravating in equal measure. The other day, Weston dabbled in a little veterinary science come office management when he got his cows organized for what's called the Bangs vaccine. It's all part of Weston's low-stress cattle management system, which dictates cows are handled as little as possible. So while they're already getting poked, they get hit with the branding iron.
The bred heifers were born in 2016. They'll get a number brand, a 6, on their hip. Easy to see from a horse, easy to see on foot. I can ID cows quicker. I can tell who I need to keep a closer eye on, those first-time mothers that might need a little extra help calving or a little extra help taking care of their calves.
The vaccine prevents brucellosis.
I mean, it'd be very hard to sell anybody cows or deal with anybody's cows that haven't been Bangs vaccinated.
It's a contagious disease causing cows to spontaneously abort. The vaccine was first developed in the 40s, and the disease has been all but eradicated across the country, except for one region, areas surrounding Yellowstone National Park.
I mean, there's elk herds all around, and so, yeah, like it can definitely be a concern.
So this is a big contentious issue for wildlife advocates and Montana ranchers, particularly those near the park. As a newly elected member of the Fergus County Livestock Association, Weston's interested in all issues that affect Montana ranchers. Fergus County Livestock Association is one of more than 24 local affiliates of the Montana Stock Growers Association, the nonprofit industry group that deals with policy set at the Montana legislature, the U.S. Congress, with governmental agencies, the media, and by promoting Montana's ranchers to us, the general public.
My passion for agriculture is one of my strongest traits, you know, that I can bring to the table at any agriculture discussion or in any agricultural setting. That's probably number one. And number two is that can definitely bring a new perspective and different understanding to certain issues that we may face.
Weston learned to talk like that at the Stock Growers Leadership Series, a 16-month class that trains future ag leaders. A lot of it's about getting educated about points of concern in different regions. The Marias River Livestock Association up in Shelby is all about grizzly bears. The southwestern Montana Stockmen and Dillon wring their hands over brucellosis. And in Fergus County,
the American Prairie Reserve, they want to release free-roaming bison. Bison are a lot bigger and a lot harder to control than deer or elk can be. There's ranchers next door that are very concerned because they're close to cattle. So are they going to roam into the cow herds? Like, what do you do with those?
This is a super thorny issue, and one American Prairie Reserve wasn't contacted about for this show. However, its stated policy is that it wants bison to avoid cattle genes because cattle gene introgression is bad for them, too. It might affect stuff like their metabolism and their winter hardiness. This would suggest there's some common ground there, something likely to be hashed out in coming meetings. In any case, Weston, young, educated, and determined to carry on his family's ranching legacy, wants to be part of the conversation.
The people who make policy are the people that show up to legislative sessions, the people that get on board of their local committee and go to their committee meetings. And so that's kind of the biggest challenge, is finding ranchers that love the animal husbandry side and do it well and that are also willing to speak up.
Next week, Weston and his family enjoy the lull before the storm that is calving.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.